This is Rhema for Today.
And so I'm preaching one Sunday morning, and I had just said 10 minutes after 12, unless God was moving. I always dismiss people around 12. They know you staying all day. That's an entirely different thing if the Spirit of God is in manifestation. And so I said, it's 10 minutes after 12. Everybody stand, will be dismissed. And I started my benediction. When to me it was just as real, my first experience in 1930, just as real as somebody standing behind me, and I recognize it as the voice of Jesus, which is the Holy Ghost, the head of the church. Said, there's a woman here I want to heal before you go today. Well, without thinking, I just spoke that out. I said, the Lord just said to me, there's a woman here He wants to heal before we go today.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Taking Your Place.
And he immediately said, Peter immediately said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Hallelujah. Of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he went into the temple leaping and walking and praising God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Well, the multitude came together. They knew about this fellow, lifelong cripple, sitting there at the gate begging alms. They ran together. Peter said, why look on us? As though by our own power or our own holiness we'd made this man to walk. No, blessed be God, it's because Jesus, the head, is still doing what he'd always done, what he began to do. Amen. I was holding a meeting right here in the state of Oklahoma in the year of 1951, in the month, latter part of July, a camp meeting, a sectional camp meeting for the Assemblies of God. They put up a tent in the city park in Hugo, Oklahoma, a sectional meeting, and invited me to come preach every night, minister to the sick. Well, in those days, I'd preach and then give an altar call, send people to be saved and filled with the Spirit, and then I'd start a healing line. I'd sit in a chair on the platform and reason I did that is you'll last longer. You know, after you preach an hour, you give out after a while. And when you get tired, the anointing will lift from you. And so I sat in the chair. Well, I'm ministering to these people. And I saw this lady coming. And she had a little child in her arms. Finally, when she got down to where I was, she had that child sort of up under her arm like a sack of flour, a sack of salt, or a sack of sugar or something. And I could see that child's little old legs just dangling like that, like a rag doll. I took the child from her arms and set it on my lap. And I said, 1951, you see, before the salt vaccine. How old's this child? She said, about 4.5 years old. Well, I said, I suppose, the child had paralysis, you see. And she said, yes, when he's 14 months old. And the little boy, 14 months old, those little old limbs are still no bigger than it was 14, wasn't any bigger around than a stem and dangling. Well, I'll tell you the truth about the matter. I don't even know what happened. Was you unconscious? No. I had to ask my wife. She was there. She can tell you. But the glory of God came down on me. The anointing. See, here's where the trouble is. People's trying to do these things in the flesh. They're trying to do it. They're hollering at the devil in the flesh. You might as well be barking like a dog. Amen. Well, somebody said, what if we do it in other tongues? Well, you can speak in other tongues in the flesh. You might as well be barking like a dog. Not going to do a thing in the world. Amen. But you see, the head of the church operates through the body by the Holy Ghost. He's not here in person, but Paul prayed for this church at Ephesus that they'd know, the eyes of understanding and light, they'd understand this power that raised him from the dead and set him under his own right hand. And I'll be honest with you, the glory of God came down on me. I couldn't see a thing. Like he was in a cloud. I heard people hollering, and when it lifted, I looked around. That little boy was running up and down the platform. Just running up and down the platform. Healed. Jesus continued to do what he began to do. Hallelujah. Well, we had a little old tent, you know, just a small meeting, sectional convention, a little tent about 60 feet wide and 120 feet long. We didn't know so many people were there. I mean, there's cars all around. People started running from everywhere. They thought I did that. Those preachers had to get around me and hold them off of me. I mean, people just came out of the woods. Amen. No, thank God it's Jesus. Everybody say it's Jesus.
Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it again.
Jesus.
It's Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the same today. But how does he work? Through his body. Through his body. Through his body. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. Through his body, which is the church. And he is set. We read that from Romans. We're one body. But he said we don't all have the same offices. He set different offices in the church. God honors offices and moves through offices. I tell sometimes this story, but there's more to it. What you do on some of these things is just tell the part that's pertinent to what you're talking about at the moment. But there's more to it. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost as a young Baptist boy preacher, 1937. Well, I'd always, since I'd been healed, taught faith and healing and laid hands on people. Even before the full gospel people ever came to our town. But I didn't have, because I didn't know, any manifestation of the Holy Ghost like this. We have them quite frequently today, and we see the manifestation everywhere, but we didn't then. We're going to see more as we go along now. But 1939, I was pastor of a little church. Folks from here, Paul Hinton's here from that church. Well, our pianist, Sister Ratliff, had a tumor, make a long story short, on her left lung. Larger than a man's fist. She's taking treatments that's supposed to shrink it. If it doesn't, the next thing's an operation. But 1939, those operations weren't very successful. Less than 50% of them survived. And so I'm preaching one Sunday morning, and I just dismissed. I had just said 10 minutes after 12, unless God was moving. I always dismiss people around 12. They know you staying all day. Now, it's an entirely different thing if the Spirit of God's in manifestation. And so I said, it's 10 minutes after 12. Everybody stand, we'll be dismissed. And I started my benediction. when to me it was just as real. It's my first experience in 1930, just as real as somebody standing behind me. And I recognize it as the voice of Jesus, which is the Holy Ghost, the head of the church. Said, there's a woman here I want to heal before you go today. Well, without thinking, I just spoke that out. I said, the Lord just said to me, there's a woman here he wants to heal before we go today. And a lady stepped out and started down the aisle over here because we had three sections of seats. On the inside of me, because the Holy Ghost is in there. On the inside. Now, this other was like somebody standing behind you, said it. Said, she's not the one. I said, sister, you're not the one he's talking about, but you come on. We'll lay hands on you because healing belongs to you. Then Sister Ratner stood up and started down the aisle. And on the inside of me, the Spirit of God said, she's the one. I said, you're the one. And she was instantly healed. How do you know? Well, she went right back to the same doctors, took x-rays, never could find it. Never could find it. Disappeared. But now wait just a minute. There's more to it. You've heard me tell that part, but there's more to it than that. Her daughter, Dorothy, that was just 16 years of age at that time, she very often would, after she'd take these treatments, well, she didn't feel well and didn't come maybe Wednesday night, and Dorothy would come and play the piano. And so on this Thursday that she went to take treatment, she'd go Tuesdays and Thursday to the medical arts building in the larger city. And so on this particular Thursday when she went, Dorothy fasted and prayed all day long. See, the whole body works together. Some people said, isn't that marvelous how God used Brother Hagin, and that woman was healed of that tumor that disappeared, the doctors himself. But you know, it all came about because that girl fasted and prayed all day for her mother.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, let's look at what our offer is for this month.
Okay.
A CD by our daughter Denise Hagin Burns, Deep Roots in God. There is a CD by our son Craig Hagin, Just Believe.
Right.
A CD by me, The Lord Our Peace. Yes. And finally, your book, which everybody needs, How to Live Worry-Free.
Yes.
You know, so many people, they're worrying all the time, and we don't have to worry. We just cast our cares upon the Lord.
So many times when you say that, people think, well, you're not concerned about anything. Yes, concern is one thing.
Yes.
Worry is another.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
All right.
So that's for a gift of
$25 or more. Go to your device right now, to rhema.org, and it'll, when once you order it and push that send button, it goes right to where it needs to go, and they will box it up and send it to you.
Yes, that's sir. Right.
Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.